This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dalton Pompey. Dalton, how's the season going for you so far?
I think it's been pretty good. You know, I've learned a lot about myself on and off the field, you know, going through some struggles and some good times. So, I mean, I'm at a place right now where, you know, I'm dealing with it, I'm accepting it, but I know I could be better than how I'm playing right now.
Last year, I remember the biggest thing for you was just getting back and being healthy. So now, how's your body feeling?
It feels pretty good, you know. It's just, you know, a little aches and pains here and there, but for the most part, I mean, it's fine, it's playable, and, you know, unless I break something, you know, severe, I'm going to be out there every day.
Back in the Midwest League, and so now you can actually tell those teammates who weren't here, here's what it's going to be like. Has that helped when you come back to a familiar spot?
Yeah, I think it's helped a lot, you know, just knowing what to expect, you know. So, you know, I'm here now, and I've been here for 2 months, so I have a pretty good feel of, you know, what to expect and, you know, what I need to expect out of myself and all my teammates as well.
All right, let's talk about that. What you're expecting out of yourself. What is it? What are those standards you're right now holding yourself to?
I think right now it just, you know, not playing for myself as much, you know, because, you know, sometimes, I mean, as individuals playing a team game, so it's going to be moments where, you know, you're going to feel like you need to do something, you know, for yourself, to benefit yourself, to help you get to the big leagues. But when I play for the guys around me and I play for the other 8 guys in the field, I get better, you know. And I'm starting to learn that, you know, as I go. Like, when I try to help my team, I end up helping myself. So that's really what I'm trying to focus on, and that's how I'm going to be the rest of the season.
Was there a moment, was there a game where you did something in a team way that you suddenly said, you know, that felt great, that was for my team and that helped me out?
I think this past series that we've been playing with Great Lakes, you know, it's really helped me open my eyes to the fact that when I play for my teammates, you know, I feel good and it takes the pressure off of me. Compared to the last 2 series with Fort Wayne and South Bend, sometimes I got a little selfish and thinking, okay, you know, I got to get a hit here. You know, I'm struggling. You know, I need to get a hit for myself. But then when I did that, I didn't get one, you know. But when I played, okay, this guy on first base, 1 out, let's try to move him over in scoring position, for example. That ends up helping myself, and then I end up driving the guy in because of my approach, you know. So, I mean, it's been good so far, and I'm going to continue to do it because I know it works.
One thing that we enjoy watching from the broadcast booth is after you've had an at-bat, whether that is that sharp ground out that moves a teammate over or laying down a bunt, how everyone comes back, greets you at the dugout afterward, it's that difference. What are you feeling from your team?
It's definitely positive, you know, because this is a game of failure, of course, and, you know, you're going to fail 7 out of 10 times if you're a good player. So, I mean, you can't control hits, right? You know, you hit the ball, you square the ball up, and that's all you can really do. Or if you move a guy over with 2 strikes, you know, you really did your job. So everybody understands that, and we try to work together and keep each other up because, you know, it's easy to get down.
One specific way that I see that you're improving is your bunting. It seems like your bunting has gotten worlds better. How?
Just from working on it all the time. In BP, extra work in practice, just because it's going to be a big part of my game, you know, and I want it to be a big part of my game, so I have to work on it constantly. I can't just work on it 1 or 2 days, you know. It has to be an everyday thing, and it's going to continue to be for as long as I play.
Is there a secret to a quality bunt?
I think it's just getting your head behind the ball and using your legs, you know, because sometimes you try to reach for the ball and you end up fouling it off. But if you stay with it, you keep your head on the ball, and you bend your knees with the pitch, it's so much easier.
Speaking with Dalton Pompey, the Lansing Lugnuts center fielder, something else that you've been very successful, stealing bases this year. You're rarely getting caught. Why? What's the secret to reading a pitcher?
It's reading the pitcher, like knowing his move, you know, how quick his move is to first base, how good the catcher's arm is, you know. Certain situations in the game, you know, certain counts, they all dictate whether or not I feel like I can make it or not. You know, I don't try to just steal, you know, bases and then hope I don't get caught. I want to know when I steal, I have the best possible chance to make it to second base or third base. So I really analyze a lot of things, like you said, like the pitcher, the catcher, and my own speed. You know, I know how fast I run and what I can and cannot go on. So it's helped me.
It's all that stopwatch, trying to figure out the mathematics of it all?
Exactly. It is the stopwatch. When I get to first base, I ask them what their times are to home plate or to first base, so I know how big my lead can get and also what I can and cannot go on.
That's something we don't know. You get down to first base, coaching at first base, sometimes it's Kenny Graham, sometimes it's a teammate. What do you talk about with your first base coach?
Honestly, say, you know, when I get there, good job, and then he'll tell me, like, how many outs there are, what's the situation, And then he'll give me the times in the pitcher, and then I'll go from there.
In the outfield, you rank as one of the top defensive outfielders in the league. Is there anything you're still working on defensively?
I think I can always improve my reads in the outfield. You know, my aggressiveness on ground balls sometimes, you know, I don't charge it as aggressively as I can, you know. So I work on that stuff all the time in BP and also with the coaching staff. So, I mean, there's always room for improvement and everything, you know, but it's nice to know that I'm one of the best outfielders defensively in the league.
Dalvin Pompey, student of the game and growing all the while. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.